Hello, Desert Vista High School. Thursday Big Band. This is Tim Coffin from Chicago. Looking forward to hearing you guys. Nice tenor solo. Yeah, the fun chart. My daughter actually attended Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin.
The
voice
sax.
Major there. Got to learn all about Fred Sturm, the iconic jazz studies director there and composer and arranger and writer and trombone player. Unfortunately, passed away just the last couple of years.
Brett Bell on the drums.
But I've heard more and more of his arrangements. Of course, they're great, great to play and fun and interesting and a little bit off the beaten path, not so straight ahead and traditional swinging stuff. So challenging material and great fun to play for the band. And the same rules apply, though. You want to have great sound and great articulation and style and, you know, good groove by the rhythm section for the band and for the solos to play over. Yeah, these are the kind of tunes that's easy to fall asleep on, lose your concentration. Straight eighth note feel all the way through, so subdivide your eighth notes. Got to keep that pulse going all the way through. Nice piano playing. Yeah, guys, very nice. You know, one of my teachers had this saying, you know, no one's ever going to tell you you needed, it was too beautiful, you know. So I would try to remember that. You can always do more with the lines and more with the phrasing and the style. You know, exaggerating the dynamics from pianissimo to fortissimo. You know, you can always shape those more and phrase them more. But that was really nice. Pretty song. Maybe a little more activity from the bass player. It's a tough tune to play because you got one chord. And you know, what do you do to make this interesting and exciting? I think you're the person to make something happen. Drummer could change up the groove too a little bit, but the time is pretty good there. But you can do the more syncopated bass line. Yeah, band, nice job. Been saying the same stuff all day. Applies to you guys, applies to me. You know, how do you get better at playing in a big band? You have to have a good sound in your head of what that is. So listen to all the great big bands. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Buddy Rich, Woody Herman, Glenn Miller, Fletcher Henderson, Chick Webb, bands from yesteryear, and bands from now. Jazz and Lincoln Center, Wynton Marsalis, Bob Minzer, John Fetchock's band, Maria Schneider, the Mingus Big Band, Gordon Goodwin's band, you know, and hear how your instrument functions in the band. What's a great saxophone section, trombone section, trumpet section, rhythm section. And in this case, on the last tune, what does a rhythm section play on a funk tune to make it happen? You know, what's the bass player playing on a funk tune with one chord? That's not easy to do. You know, what did James Brown do in a funk tune? What did their bass player play to make it happen on a one chord, about Cold Sweat or something? You know what I mean? So it's part of learning how to play the bass, not just on a swing tune, but on a funk tune. You know, what do you play to make that happen on one chord? And then the soloist playing on one chord. You got to have some kind of sound concept idea in your head of how to make that happen. So, you know, try to copy the best big bands and have that sound get into your own playing. And then for the improvisation, you know, try to work on some theory, some chords and scale stuff. How does that all work? What notes, what scales go with what chords? Go to the piano player, have them hit the chord. If maybe there's a piano voicing written down for you, and play the chord on the piano and then figure out what notes work on that stuff. And then, you know, what a great soloist sound like. So get some small group recordings of the greatest jazz players. Clifford Brown, J.J. Johnson, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon, Stan Getz, Hank Mobley, all those players. Lee Morgan, Chet Baker, you know, and check out their recordings and, you know, copy what you're listening to. Anyway, you guys can do this, you know, all the rest of your career in high school and into college and forever, and enjoy it and be patrons of the arts. Anyway, I really enjoyed hearing you today. Thanks so much for playing.